Welcome to D&B College. Today we're rebuilding a dub siren the break lab way inside Ableton Live 12, but we're not treating it like a novelty defect. We're turning it into a proper automation instrument, something you can drop into intros, drop teases, tension bars, and those grimy call and response moments that make drum and bass feel alive. In a real D&B track, a dub siren usually lies in the gaps between the drums. It might ride into a drop, sit in the two bar space before a switch up, or tag the outro so a DJ can still mix the tune without losing character. That's why this matters. It gives you identity, pressure, and narrative without needing a whole new bass line or another break. And technically, it's powerful because you can shape so much of the movement with automation instead of building a complicated MIDI performance. That keeps the idea fast, focused, and easy to turn into arrangement material later. This approach works especially well in dark rollers, jungle-inflected D&B, dubwise halftime to full-time transitions, and heavier club tunes where you want a recognizable signal without sounding cheesy. The goal is simple. By the end, you want a siren that feels intentional, tense, and locked to the drums. It should sound like a warning signal that belongs inside the track, not something floating over the top of it. So let's start with a clean source. Open a fresh MIDI track and load something like Operator, Waveatable, or Analog. Operator is a really clean place to begin, because it gives you a stable oscillator and straightforward pitch behavior. Keep the source simple. Think sine or a soft saw. Don't overbuild the patch at this stage. The point is to make a controllable siren core, not a full lead sound. Set the oscillator around the middle range so it's not sub-heavy. Give the amp envelope a very fast attack, a decay somewhere around 300 milliseconds up to maybe 1.2 seconds depending on how vocal you want it, very low sustain, and a short release so the notes don't smear when you automate them. That simple shape matters a lot. What to listen for here is a tone that can be pushed in pitch without feeling like a melody lead. You want signal energy. You want something that sounds like it's warning the room, not trying to sing over the tune. Next, put a filter after the synth. Auto filter is perfect for this. You can go low pass if you want a more mournful dubwise feel, or bent pass if you want something sharper and more weaponized. Both are valid. A low pass siren usually feels a bit more classic and ritualistic. A bent pass siren feels more nasal, more focused, and often better for jungle or darker modern D&B. Start with the cutoff somewhere in the midrange, maybe around 500 Hz to 2.5 kHz depending on the patch. Add enough resonance to give the tone a hollow edge, but not so much that it turns into a piercing whistle. Now automate the cutoff so it opens into the downbeat or narrows during the tension bars. That's a really important mindset shift. You're not designing a static sound, you're designing a phrase. The siren should speak in the arrangement. What to listen for is whether the filter sweep makes the sound feel like it's actually saying something. If the resonance gets too sharp, the whole thing can lose weight and start feeling annoying instead of powerful. Keep it controlled. Now let's give it pitch motion. Write a short one bar or two bar MIDI clip. Keep it sparse. Maybe one long note into a rise, one short answer on the offbeat, and a final held note that cuts off before the drop. You do not need a busy pattern. In fact, less is usually better here. Use pitch bend automation or, if your instrument set makes more sense for it, automate the tuning parameter. The classic dub siren movement comes from controlled rises and falls, not from a full melody. Think in phrases, not riffs. Small pitch travel can go a long way. A few semitones is often enough. If the arrangement is sparse, you can stretch the motion a little wider. If there's already a reese or a strong lead in there, keep the pitch movement tighter and let the filter do more of the work. Why this works in D&B is because the drums are moving fast and the arrangement usually needs clear, functional gestures. A simple pitch rise feels dramatic without stealing the whole mix. What to listen for now is whether the siren rise feels deliberate. It should feel like tension building. If it starts sounding cartoonish or disconnected from the groove, the pitch travel is probably too wide. Once the core motion is working, add some attitude with distortion. Saturator is a great choice here. Put it after the synth and filter chain. Drive it a little, maybe 2 to 8 dB to start, and use soft clip if you want a tougher edge. Trim the output so the level stays honest. This is where the siren begins to sound like it belongs, in a sound system context instead of just a clean synth sketch. A bit of harmonic density helps it cut through breaks and bass without needing to be loud in the low end. But don't overcook it. If you push the drive too hard too early, the automation stops feeling expressive and starts turning into harsh fizz. A good rule is this. Build the phrase first, then add saturation until it starts to speak with weight. If it already feels convincing with just moderate drive, that's usually a great sign. Now add delay, but use it like a performance tool. Echo or delay both work. The point is not to leave the siren washed and repeats all the time. The delay should act like a phrase amplifier. Try dotted eighths or quarter note timing for that dub bounce. Keep feedback low to moderate, maybe around 15 to 35%, and keep the wet amount controlled in the main phrase. Then automate it up on the transitions or on the final note. In DNB, this is often where the magic happens. A siren tail that echoes into the negative space between the drum hits can create real tension. It can answer the snare, float after a break chop, or set up a drop without cluttering the groove. What to listen for is whether the repeats sit behind the drums instead of smearing over them. If the echo starts eating the snare crack, back off the feedback or make the wet automation more selective. At this point, you've got the basic framework. Now decide what flavor you want. You can keep it as a clean warning signal, which means a narrower filter range, moderate saturation, shorter delay tails, and a more restrained pitch shape. That's great for rollers, modern dark DNB, and DJ-friendly intros. Or you can turn it into a dirty ritual weapon, which means more drive, a more resonant filter sweep, longer delay throws on key notes, and a more aggressive phrase. That's better for jungle, rougher breakdowns, and moments where the siren is part of the hook itself. Neither one is better. It depends on whether the section needs utility or menace. Now bring it into the drum context. Loop up an 8-bar section with the break, snare, and bass movement where this siren is supposed to live. Automate the cutoff opening into the downbeat. Automate the pitch rise in the last half of the bar, and automate the delay wetness at the ends of the phrase. If the drums are dense, shorten the siren and make the automation happen faster. If there is more space, let it breathe. This is where the sound stops being a patch and starts becoming arrangement language. A dub siren in DNB often works best when it answers a snare pickup, a break chop, or a bass rest. If the bass holds a long note, let the siren rise above that space. If the drums are busy, keep the phrase shorter and more precise. A strong arrangement move is to use the siren across a 16-bar intro in two passes. Let the first pass be sparse and dry, then bring it back slightly brighter or with a longer delay on the second pass. On the final pass before the drop, pull the body back and cut it off hard. That hard stop can be way more effective than letting the tail ring out. Silence before impact makes the downbeat hit harder. Now, once the phrase is working, commit it, resample it, freeze and flatten it, or record the output onto an audio track. This is one of the smartest moves you can make, because dub sirens usually get better when they become arranged audio rather than endlessly tweakable instruments. Once it's printed, you can trim the tail, reverse a tiny pickup, line it up exactly with the snare, and turn it into actual arrangement material. Name your take clearly so you can move fast later. Something like Siren Intro 8-Bar A or Siren Drop Tease B is enough. Simple naming saves a lot of time when you start comparing versions. After printing, clean up the audio, tighten the start point, trim silence, decide whether the siren should land exactly on the bar or whether an offset makes sense for a fake out. In most club-oriented DNB, you want the phrase to hit cleanly unless the offset is intentional. If the tail muddies the snare, cut it early. If you want more tension, reverse a tiny pickup into the first hit. If you need variation for the second drop, duplicate a shorter version and change one thing about it. Then check the siren in context. Put it against the kick, snare, sub, and main bass. Collapse the mix to mono and see whether it still reads. If it disappears, the core is probably too wide or too dependent on stereo delay. Keep the main tone centered. Let only the tail or delay feel wider. Use EQ8 to remove unnecessary low end, usually somewhere below 120 to 200 Hz, maybe higher if the patch is thick. And if it's fighting the snare crack, ease off some of the harshest area around 2 to 5 kHz instead of making the whole thing darker. A good dub siren in DNB should command attention during its phrase, but not steal the groove. If the drums stop feeling dangerous, the siren is probably too big. A couple of extra coach habits help a lot here. Build the siren in the actual section it will live in. Don't design it in isolation and hope it works later. Loop the intro or pre-drop for 8 bars and judge it against the kick, snare, and bass immediately. Solo can be useful, but the real test is always context. And when you're deciding whether to keep tweaking, ask yourself one question. Can I hear the phrase shape in one pass without focusing on the synth? If the answer is yes, stop, print it and move on. If the answer is no, the issue is usually not that you need more character. It's usually envelope timing, note length, or automation timing. There are a few common mistakes worth avoiding. Don't make the siren too wide from the start. Don't use giant pitch swings unless you really want that theatrical feel. Don't leave the delay wet all the time. Don't forget to trim the low end. And don't oversaturate before the phrase actually works. Most importantly, don't ignore the drum phrase. A siren that doesn't answer the groove will always feel pasted on.